Turning resistance into acceptance, it's a skill that brings healing and freshness into our daily lives. Starting in childhood, there is a side of us that began to put up resistance. We resisted doing things our parents told us to do. No, become a new and powerful word. Over time, however, it's acquired too much power. You can say no to putting your hands in the fire and be right every time. But if you say no to meeting new people, trying new experience, or moving on to the job that could be more fulfilling, you will never be right all the time. Worse than that, you will be resisting the whole flow of life. Resistance is the symptom of closed mind, when what you want is to expand your awareness, accept more of life's richness, and allow good things to flow to you naturally. Let's learn how to open ourselves to the flow of life, and then we'll meditate with Deepak.
A major obstacle to renewing the mind is resistance. Whenever you push back, oppose, shut someone out, ignore reality, or close your mind, you're putting up resistance. In relationships, one person, and usually both, exhibit resistance in areas where love and sympathy have diminished. You have become attached to my way and resist anyone else's way. Resistance is like a mental checkpoint where every new experience has to be examined to make sure it isn't threatening or unacceptable. With this mindset, you censor your experience of life in advance and make it impossible to live in the present moment. Life cannot flow naturally if you put up resistance. You cannot even know what flow feels like. The opposite of resistance is acceptance. To accept involves openness, non-judgment, trust, optimism, and relaxation. Now that you know the difference between resisting and accepting, what should you do? First, see clearly that putting up resistance isn't doing you any good. Second, when you're tempted to resist an experience, take a deep breath and let the experience come to you. You have plenty of opportunity to walk away if you don't like what happens. You don't need to reject an experience in advance. Third, cultivate the feeling of being open and accepting. This happens naturally in meditation, because the mind in meditation is completely open. Notice in your meditation that nothing about being open-minded feels threatening or insecure. The part of you that feels threatened and insecure is the ego. The ego's agenda is twofold: to get as much pleasure as possible and to diminish as much pain as possible. The problem with this agenda, which might seem acceptable at first, is that the ego judges the present moment by referring to the past. In this way, there is no living in the present. You have a roster of memories labeled, "I like this," and "I don't like that." The actual experience is dead and gone, and yet your ego operates as if the present moment brings the past to life again. If you notice every time you reject, resist, oppose, judge, and push back, you will begin to grasp the underlying fear and insecurity of the ego. Its default is defensive rather than welcoming, suspicious rather than trusting, self-centered rather than bonded with others. The whole pattern of resistance needs to be undone, and you can undo it through noticing when you resist and pausing to let a new response come in. Just as crucial is meditation, because your ego doesn't intrude on the silent mind. Over time, you learn to identify with the silent mind. The ego has less and less power over you. Then the dawn of acceptance brings you the flow of love, creativity, inner peace, and personal evolution, the very things you most deeply desire. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. Through acceptance, my life flows easily and joyfully. Through acceptance, my life flows easily and joyfully. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Arul Karunai Daya. Arul Karunai Daya. This mantra means, I open my awareness to the light of compassion and grace within. It creates a space of acceptance within you that encourages positive transformation for yourself and those around you. Repeat it silently to yourself. Arul Karunai Daya. Arul Karunai Daya. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open into an expanded state of awareness. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. I'll mind the time, and you'll hear a soft bell at the beginning and end of the meditation. Arul Karunai Daya. Arul Karunai Daya. Arul Karunai Daya. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. Through acceptance, my life flows easily and joyfully. Through acceptance, my life flows easily and joyfully. Namaste.